If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
The man who wrote the song, It Is Well With My Soul, was a missionary in Europe, and his wife and children were on a boat coming to meet him in Europe, and the boat was destroyed, and his wife and children died, and he got on a boat to leave England to come to the United States, and as he crossed over the Atlantic, he said to one of the officers, "Let me know when we get near the place when this certain ship sank." So they told him, "We are at that location." He walked up on deck and looked out and began to think about his wife and children that were dead. And he penned these words, "When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say." What the devil meant for evil, God turned it into a song that has ministered to all of us, even to today. Write your song during moments of darkness. Write your song during moments of despair. Be of good cheer. Let me put it to you in more of a colloquial fashion. Cheer yourself up. I can look in some of your faces and tell you're going through something. You don't wear it well because you're Christians that have been under an illusion. And when stuff happens to you, you don't wear it well. But you got to pump yourself up. Jesus said, cheer yourself up. In the world, you're going to have trouble. Your body will go through some moments, but cheer yourself up. I have overcome the world. On two occasions, the Apostle Paul, once to the church at Ephesus and then again to Corinth, he says, we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. And we know the devil's methods. As a believer, you are in spiritual warfare. That's what my thought is today. The warfare for the believers, the believer's warfare, however you want to phrase it. You need to get over this TBN Christianity. You're in a war. It's a bloody war. Your enemy is trying to kill you. I want you to get this in your mind. Because we've lived under the protection of this great nation. You've lived under police protection. You've lived under the protection of your parents and your friends. The devil's trying to kill us. He ain't playing no games. He's trying to kill you. He'll either try to have somebody kill you in the street. He'll try to have somebody hit you with a car. He'll have somebody break in your house at night. He'll hit you with a sickness or a disease that you buy and make part of you. He'll even try to get you to kill yourself, bringing demonic thoughts of suicide. You don't have any business thinking that way when you're spirit-filled. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. You have not resisted unto blood fighting against sin. Anytime you feel sorry for yourself, pick up your Bible and read Hebrews chapter 11. Anytime you go to feeling like I'm by myself and don't nobody care, pick up that Bible and read Hebrews chapter 11. They wandered about in caves, in animal skin, bodies ripped apart by lions. Isaiah had his limbs cut off and stuck in the log of a tree. Peter was crucified upside down. Paul was beheaded. You got a splinter and ready to backslide. Somebody talked about you. Didn't like what you wore. The heck with them. Greater is he that's in me. There's always warfare. Get over yourself. My supervisor, they don't understand me. So what? It's a job, not your family. Just get your pay and go home. Getting all upset. The person in the next cubicle, they make coffee and don't offer me none. Buy your own. Go right over to Bed Bath & Beyond and get yourself a Keurig. Can you believe it? They brought donuts in and didn't even offer me one. You don't need it. Thank God they didn't offer it to you. You got a physical coming up soon. In the world, you are going to be disliked. Jesus said they dislike me long before they dislike you. I don't care if people don't dislike me. I don't care that people dislike me. I don't care that they don't speak to me. I don't care. God speaks to me. And he calls me son. But I ain't going in that store no more. They don't even greet me. So what? I didn't walk into the store to be greeted. I walked in to buy something. They don't have to greet me. In fact, I like it when they don't. That means I can do my business and get out. I don't want to stand there talking about my family and how's your wife and how the kid. You don't need to know. Just sell me my stuff so I can get out. Prying in my business. All up in my Kool-Aid. Watch this now. Now you're doing all this. Watch this. When I feel like I want to belong, this is where I come. You know why? Because everybody in here, not a one of you can look down on me. Because you all were what I was. And some of you were worse. So not a one of us in here can be prideful. Not a one of us in here can say we're better than anybody else. Some of you were drunks. Some of you were drug addicts. Some of you did things you hope nobody ever finds out about. The one thing we got in common is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when I come in here, you can lift me. You can encourage me because you need it yourself. This is where I come. You are my brothers and sisters, my mothers and my fathers. You are the ones. This is where Jesus says I'm to come to be lifted. This is where I come to get my strength. Hey! We are in a battle. A battle. A battle. I tell you, I used to go over into them Raymond Rosen projects. My friends lived over there. And I'd go over there and we'd play, you know, basketball without a basketball hoop. We used the telephone wire. And if you can get the ball behind the telephone wire, you score. We play half ball. We play squeeze the lemon. Was I glad when I learned how to play squeeze the lemon with girls? I always wanted to be the squeezer, not the squeezy, because girls were a little softer than the boys. They just had padding in different places. We play squeeze the lemon on a cold day. There was a gang in that project area called the Valley. And when the boys from the village from 26th Street would come down and they catch one of the boys from the Valley down near Dolphin, he'd turn around and say, "Yo, yo!" And then all these guys would just pop up. And they chased the boys from the village back under the bridge on Dolphin Street, back down to about 23rd, 24th Street to get them back to their neighborhood. But they had that saying, "Yo, yo, you got a saying. Praise the Lord." Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, I want you to try this during the week. You ever notice Muslims get around and go, "Wassalamu alaikum. Allah Akbar." And they do it down in the subway. You ever notice when they do that, don't nobody turn and listen? They go, "Assalamu alaikum." They keep right on reading their paper. Them Hare Krishnas come down in their sheets with their little ponytail. And they come down there, "Hare, Hare Krishna." Don't nobody pay no mind to them. They just walk right by, still reading their book. But you let a Christian see another Christian and go, "Praise the Lord," every head turns. And they get mad. They don't like it. They let the Muslims say Allah Akbar, and they let you keep doing that. But the moment you say, "Praise the Lord," they hate it. Why? Because at the name of Jesus, demons got to bow. Devils that are standing around you, the moment you say Jesus, he's got to take a knee. You might not see it, but when you say Jesus, every knee shall bow.
If you believe. For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4417A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
"And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." Are you ready? Learn how to prepare your church for 21st century growth at Pastors Conference hosted by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. This one-day session is designed for pastors with congregations who are reaching for the manifestation of God's glory during these last days. Pastors Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Wincote, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314. Registration includes continental breakfast, afternoon lunch, and conference materials. The manifestation of God's glory will be poured out on this church. Are you ready?